Susul.
That scared me a little bit. Then suddenly, sorry. I don't know. I was like, oh yeah.
Every year I say it, but every year I think it anyway. The intro sounds like Jock Jams.
Yeah.
Well, you were singing High School Musical before we started, and then like that started, and it was like, get your head in the game.
Yeah. Get your head in the game.
Also,
let's
that.
Do this. Welcome to Under the Plum Bob, where we are back with round two of Maxis Madness 2024. Woo! Last time we had the Llama Conference and what pack won?
Snowy Escape?
It was Snowy Escape.
Oh, okay.
I know it got to like top three, like top yeah. four bracket.
I remember like, it was like Discovery University was one of the last ones left, and then Snowy Escape.
Oh, yeah. And I got outvoted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few coins were flipped, so.
I know, right? A few times you were like, fuck it, I don't know.
Yeah. We can't decide. So we are back with the Cal Plant Conference today. And we've got a bunch more packs to go through.
There's so many packs.
Yes.
So many.
Because this game's been out since like...
2014.
Yeah. A fucking 10 forever. Years.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I want to be like, how come Sis has been with me through two boyfriends?
Oh, my God. Same. Oh my God, same.
Two boyfriends, a slight hoe phase. Now I guess my boyfriend turned into a fiance. So hey, Sims, you've been here for the whole good lifetime.
Sims 4 has been with us through everything.
Sims 4 has been through like two boyfriends, four apartments. Here we go.
Yeah.
Five yep. jobs for me.
Yeah. Three apartments and a house.
I live with that. Sims 4, man, you have seen some changes. Changes.
Okay, up first we have Cats and Dogs and Journey to Batu.
Sorry. Okay.
I was going to say, do we even need to go into this one? Because
well, I feel like we should at least describe them both so that we yeah. at least Cats and Dogs, because it's going to, you know. All right, so Cats and Dogs is an inspection pack. One of my faves, because your girl loves a kitty cat, meow meow. And I think I actually don't hate the pets, which is a thing for me.
I don't love, but I like this pack a lot.
But it came out in 2017, in November, and you get Brindleton Bay with it, which is one of my favorite places.
Mm-hmm. I do like that
Such
world.
A pretty town. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know why it's so pretty? Because you have to take your dogs on walks and shit. So, like, you have places to walk around. Also, you get Mayor Whiskers.
Yeah, he's adorable with his little hat.
Look, any place that's going to be giving Mayor Whiskers is going to be the best for me. I also love Kitty Meow Meows. But also, the cast was cute. You know, they had some cute cast.
It really was.
I had to go back and figure out what hair was in it, but that really random, that's in style now, the split hair.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like
yeah.
One color on this side, one color on this side. Which I think is yeah. fucking hideous on anybody ever. Here we go.
I came from this one. Oh, okay.
It just looks like you're having, like, it looks like when I can't figure out what to eat at a restaurant. So I'm just like, I'll just order appetizers, all of them. That's what this feels like to me. You couldn't figure out which hairstyle to pick. So you just pick, or hair color pick. So you just pick both.
I feel like it takes certain people to pull it off. I have one of my team members and they have their hair split like this and she can actually pull it off.
I did it. I think I did.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing you in it, so I couldn't tell you. But I'd be honest if I'd be like, it wasn't the greatest. Because I feel like that's where we are in our level of friendship at this point. But also, it has the weird cat ears, which I kind of didn't know
what
that meant. I didn't mean that they're like morphing into a cat, or if that were they were just like a headband, what it was.
Are they furries?
That's what I thought. I was going to go into that, but...
Because if they were furries, for me, sorry, people in animal suits really terrify me, so I don't want to think about that too much, about that being in my sims.
Yeah.
Weird phobia of mine. The build mode was okay. It had cute, some cute stuff, but it really, I liked all the pet stuff that came with it, you know. It was cute. They had more tchotchkes, and then you,
Yeah.
Which was cute. And then fucking Bantu Shmantu. What was that? Was that, even like, was that like a stuff pack? Or was that a game pack?
It was a game pack. It was the 9th game pack. It came out in August of 2020. Or September. I'm going through dates. Yeah, if you're a huge Star Wars nerd, like, this was the pack to do it for you, I guess. You could go visit Batu. You could, like, much like Strangerville, like, I think once you play through the story, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I have a lot of Star Wars fans in my life. I absolutely hate it. But as the Star Wars fans in my life have played it, they don't like it. They're like, okay, outfits, but why do I want outfits in my Sims?
Mm-hmm.
I literally thought it was Bantu, like the knots, until just now. Bantu. She's not talking about Star Wars.
Well, it's based off the Disney park, right? The Disney, yeah.
The little ride, whatever thing. Haven't been to Disney, so I don't know.
I just thought EA really needed money during the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah. That too.
During the pandemic, Lovato, fucking 2K, which does Borderlands, all of that, gave us a whole fucking, to keep their people working, they all worked from home and they made a whole expansion, like, game called Tiny Tina's Adventures. And it was amazing. It was so great. But you can, you know, and they did that. And then during the pandemic, Lovato, we get Journey to fucking Batu.
No, part of it was EA got the rights to all the Star Wars games, so they were putting Star Wars in all of their games. And this is what we got for The Sims.
Well, we had stuff, too, before that. Like, I remember DLC.
Yeah.
Came from something. Like, yeah. Base game or something.
Yeah, you could dress up as, like, Princess Leia or Yoda.
I remember
something.
That. Like,
yeah.
In seasons for the Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. That was easy. Mm-hmm. That was easy as fuck. Cats and dogs.
Do you even need a vote? Do we?
I don't even
own Journey to Batu. So.
I don't either.
Me neither.
No. Cats and dogs.
Don't own it.
Cats and dogs. Okay. Next up, we have Island Living and Spa Day.
Look.
The redone Spa Day?
Yeah.
We'll go with that, because that's what we got right now.
Hey, are we going with the first draft Spa Day? No. Redone Spa Day? Possibly.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, Island Living was, I was hyped, right? It came out like time was not 2019. I knew it was like recent, but not recent. It came out in June 2019, like right in summertime. It was like, you get to go to Hawaii or the Pacific Islands or whatever the fuck it is. Right. And then you can have your pale Sims be very culturally appropriated and, you know, put their tattoos on their arms and make them look like they're really cool, but they're not Islanders at all. But it's fine. It's cool. I have Native American blood. That's a callback to the end of Thanksgiving episode, but it's fine. Yep. anywho. It also, like, it was cool because you got, like, food and local culture, and also I fucking love the Sulani. Sulani is beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can befriend the
gorgeous world.
Befriend the island and, like, make the island be your friendly friend or not. And you get suntans. And I don't really like toddlers or children, but the toddlers swimming in little, it was so cute. Also mermaids.
Mermaids.
Well, mermaids were a letdown for me.
What? You didn't like how they get to murder people? Murder by mermaid? Mermaid murder?
Mermaid death.
Mermaid. Nope, I can't make any sense.
Mermaid? Mermaid death. What? Mermurder?
Yeah, you can lure somebody out into the ocean and then they drown.
And drown them. You can murder them.
I
murder.
I love that. Murder.
You can murder.
It's a murder.
Yes. You can also be like a fucking, you had a new profession where you'd be like a conservationist, where you would want to pick up trash or something around the beach. I don't
know. Did anyone really like remember. Get to the top of that ever?
No. Not without cheating.
It comes dead with, I cheat.
Hey, at least she's honest. I use cheat codes. It's there. It's there for a reason.
I use MCCC and just click, right click on it and just go straight to the top.
It was hard. It was, that career was hard. You'd pick up a lot of trash. It was a lot. And then you can also be a lifeguard or you can just, you know, be a beach bum, which is kind of cool.
Just beach.
Just beach.
Sorry, I can't help it. Just beach.
Just no, beach.
Just beach.
You can mm-hmm. beach people off.
You have a beach off. Oh, good lord. Also, the hair was cute. The hair was super. You got that cute. You got a lot of like island hair, which I thought was nice, like wavy, cool things. And
yes, I love that one to the side, the big curl.
Yes, I use that hair all the time.
I wish I could achieve that, but I possibly could, but that'd take a lot of hair, and then
I can only achieve it with hair added to my hair, because when my hair is curly, the shrinkage is real. As you can tell right now, it is twisted in two strands, and my hair comes to like my fucking chin. But when my hair is no longer, it's like straightened, it comes to my shoulders, because the shrinkage is real.
The shrinkage is real.
I loved island living. Now,
it does have really pretty like build by stuff too. Like if like island stuff or like the whole Margaritaville shit is your vibe, this is like totally it.
And it was just, I love the houses on stilts in the water.
Yes.
That was cool. That was very cool to try and do.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played in that world in a hot minute.
Did not give us houseboats like in Sims 3. That broke the game.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Oh man.
They learned their lesson.
Yep.
They're like, wait. No houseboats this time. Don't be sad, because your game still works. You're welcome.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Spa day, though. I love spa day.
They just need to go back and revamp some stuff that they did with spa day.
Yeah.
Yes.
What happened with that? Because they were supposed to refresh, like, so many things, and they only refreshed spa day.
We're done.
We're done. Like that? New and improved spa day. We're done.
What? Y'all were happy with spa day? That's it. We're done. We accomplished what we needed.
I would have, like, loved that camping pack to have had something to do other than nothing.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. That pack is ridiculous. We'll get there. That pack has got fuck all in it. Yeah. So spa day came out in 2015, in July 2015, by the way. So it's one of the older guys.
It didn't hit console till 2019.
What the heck?
Oh, wow.
Because that's back when they were like, fuck you, console players.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it gives you fucking nail colors and designs, which was awesome. And it gives you athleisure.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love athleisure. Very cute.
Yes.
Also, you can get you can do yoga and get a massage table. You can fucking meditate and then levitate, which is kind of fun.
Yes.
And my favorite was like, you can go to the spa or have the spa with you. And you can also give a sensual massage on the massage table in your home. Sensual massage.
Do your own pop-up massage table somewhere.
You know, because you can keep it in your inventory. Don't be creepy, though.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
do it
you
on
can.
The side of the street.
It's weird. It's
think people
it's
give
weird.
You tips for it. It's great.
It's so weird, because like you're just like walking by and then Nancy's like, oh, hops on your massage table, and you're just like, I don't like this, Nancy. I don't like it.
Nancy, like, I didn't think I had that custom content in my that mod and thing. Real quick,
I didn't have that. I didn't have that in here. I did not have whims in my.
What happened? What?
I didn't have quick whims in my game, whims? But apparently Nancy thought I did. Nancy said, "Well, I'm making my own wicked whims today."
She's like, "Well, what kind of happy ending you got?"
so much for my happy ending.
He has Admiral's happy ending.
made that a whole different song, didn't I? You're rocking.
Oh. Oh, goodness. So much for my happy ending. That's
amazing. You will never hear it the same. Nope. But in defense of Spa Day, the cast was beautiful. You got the really cute, like, hairs, like, ponytails and, like, headbands. And again, at fucking leisure. And I love good athleisure. Build mode was okay, I guess. You got, like, some stuff. A lot of, like, white things. Like, it's very...
Yeah.
Very clinical.
Yeah.
Crunchy mom.
Yeah.
Definitely with, like, your kids don't get... colored food because of red dye, so I can get white stuff because there's nothing to get on the walls.
So put kids in here to make a mess. Got it.
Yeah.
Just put all that paint everywhere.
I like, oh my gosh, could you imagine? La, 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 la. Like, all of the cast gives me, like, Kardashian house. Remember, like, when Kim showed her house, looked like a fucking museum?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her house is still a museum.
That's what the fucking build stuff in this reminds me of.
A lot, like, of, a fucking lot of stone and marble and...
And white.
Yes.
Which would just make me feel very insane. Because white walls just make me feel like I'm constantly awake. Like... Turn off the light and it's still blinding you. Like, I can't take it. I can't fucking take it. But yeah, so Spa Day, which is a game pack, or Island Living. What do y'all think?
That's rough for me because I use stuff from both of them, I think.
Yeah. Equally. I use a lot of Spa Day stuff. The sauna.
I use all the gas, almost.
I do love the sauna. I forgot about the sauna.
Yeah.
Isn't Spa Day when you got all the bubble stuff on the top of the bathtub? Is that Spa Day?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I use the different
bath. All the soaks and whatnot.
Bath things and soaks all the time.
In the mud bath, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ooh, I think I do a lot more Spa Day than I do Island Living.
Yeah.
But when they say that, you know, when according to the rules set by Jess, it was, you know, playing and what were the rules again? Something with playing.
What do you think added more to the game? What do you use all the time?
Oh, I use Spa Day way more than the Sulani World.
I will tell you, I've not been to Sulani in a while, but I feel like I use more of the cast from Island Living than I do in, I don't know, like the cast, not the build. I use more build than Spa Day, but I use more cast from Island Living.
I think we're gonna have to do a coin because I personally can't because if we're going by like the first thing, I do use Sulani quite a bit because I have holidays in my game that are like water centric, like the summer holidays. I have my Sims go do water stuff, or like I'll have them go get married on the beach, so I use that. But then I also use all the cast mostly from Spa Day, so I'm...
conflicted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably a coin flip, I think.
I think we're coin flipping. Because, I mean, I would go with Island Living if it were toward me, but that's why I vote. Can anybody else solidly vote, or is everybody else, like, on the fence?
I can solidly vote for Spa Day, I'm not gonna lie.
Jess?
I'm leaning more towards Spa Day.
First the earbuds, and now the murder? You know, I guess.
I mean, there is a death with the sauna, so.
That is true.
Yeah, but it's not murder. You don't actively participate in the death. You don't, like, serenade them out and sing them the siren song of murder, and then you don't get to do that. But fine, whatever. Murder is great.
Jen?
I think I'm willing to concede on Spa Day, to be honest. Sorry!
Humanity's done. Manny's like, I'm over it. I'm over all you guys.
I do think Island Living added a lot more than Spa Day did, but I use Spa Day, like, so much. It is just, like, a constant part of my game.
And the nails. I use the nails a lot when my ladies
the
are...
The nails, the yoga, the wellness.
Vanity's like, this is my last episode, goodbye.
If It's been real, guys.
All I wanted was for murder. All I wanted was for murder, guys.
It's been a great run out of the Plum Bob podcast. This will be my last episode that you'll see me in because these guys fucking suck. And I try to get the knife out of my back and I can't reach it. Even though I have hyperextended joints, the knife is just too far down to reach.
So oh my God.
This will be my last episode because I'm now dead.
Because I'm now dead. She goes, that's my hell. I'm dying on it.
Moving on.
Next up, we have bowling night and toddler stuff.
If y'all fucking pick toddler stuff, I'm really gonna leave. I'm really fucking leave. If y'all pick toddler stuff, I'm really gonna fucking just walk out. At that point, I feel like it's personal.
No, I love the clothes in bowling night.
Yes, me too. I love bowling. I love bowling in general, so.
That too. I like real life bowling in the Sims bowling, but I love all of the cast in bowling night. Like,
yeah. The rockabilly style.
Yes, all of it.
It is cute. I will give them that. And so bowling night is a stuff pack, y'all, in case you wouldn't know, which means it just has stuff in it. And it came out in 2017 because this has been around since, you know, the dawn of time. You got to have bowling people. You have outfits. You got to go bowling, which I want to throw that out here. I don't think I own this pack.
Oh, really?
I feel like I do, but then if I do own this pack, maybe I've never gone bowling.
I've never gone bowling, but I own the pack.
I don't think I've had my Sims either, but I know I have it.
I feel like I've seen some of this cast.
No, yeah, I've had my Sim go bowling a couple times because you can do like cosmic bowling and like turn it into like neon and whatnot.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fun. Yeah, I don't own this pack, but it looks fun. This stuff pack, I don't own it, but it looks nice and it's definitely better than fucking toddlers. Look, if you like children in the game, and in real life, but mostly in the game, I guess it's fine. You know what I mean? It came out in fucking, again, 2017, so we did the Battle of the 2017s. You can fucking, this is things I would never do. You can host play dates.
I haven't done that yet.
You
can build the perfect backyard space in a park or in your backyard and invite your neighbors over for a play date.
No.
And then you can have like, they have like, a hop, like a ball pit, which always screams germs.
Oh, yeah. The ball pit, yeah. The little slide.
And then you have a slide or tunnels or like make-believe, those are like make-believe areas, which you also get another pack anyway, but I think it goes parenthood. And then also you have like super cute kid clothes, which is the only reason why I would get this pack. But again, I don't make children, so why would I get it in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Side note, I don't ever make my Sims have any parties because... I don't. Because I feel pressured to make them, like...
Do all the tasks in there?
Yes! And I'm just like,
Shit ton of stuff.
The birthday parties have the most annoying tasks.
Oh, the birthday parties do.
I get uncomfy with the, like, welcome wagon that didn't ask for a party. Like, get the fuck out of my
house. Them. Mm-hmm. I ignore them real quick. I went, y'all ain't coming in here. Well, did I ask you? No.
I was ignoring them, but then, like... The child opened the door and they all came in and the fucking party started. And I was like, bitch, who told you to open? Autonomy? Autonomy where? You see why I hate kids? Just opening doors for strangers. Now I gotta deal with your gross ass fruitcake and your welcome wagon party. Mm-mm. And then I'm like, click, click, no, click, no. And it's like, are you sure you want to end your party? It's not really, yes. No one's really having a good time. I'm like, sure, I don't give a fuck.
That's fine.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Take their fucking fruitcake and shove it up their ass.
I put that in the trash real quick. I take that fruit cake and I drag it over to the trash. I go, nope, we're not doing that.
I drag it to the dishwasher, so it makes me feel like happy because it like looks like the bubbles coming out of it. I'm like, look, it's being clean.
Oh, if you get the
trash can that gives me money every time, so I'll throw stuff in the trash real quick. Give me money for that fruit cake. That's fine.
Thanks for that 80 simoleons. Bye.
Which is way too much for a
fruit cake. Raise you. Let the toddlers eat it because they don't give a crap. And then you also get the money on top of that every time.
You're right.
This is true.
So, what's good in here, guys?
Bowling, definitely.
Bowling. Redemption.
I'm a family player, and, like, I feel like I use the styles from bowling more than I use anything really from the toddler stuff. Oh, also, yeah. The ball pit is giving me Dashcon vibes. And I think there were memes made of it at the time.
It's still a meme. I see it around every once in a while.
Especially since toddlers probably peed in the ball pit just like
it. See, that's just what I see, like, every time I see the ball pit, like, I just think of, like, what is hiding under all those balls?
Because you know they don't clean them. How would you clean them? Would they take them all out and wash them individually? Fuck no, they're not. No. So they're just disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I know this is in The Sims, but this is, like, what goes through my head when I see it, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Every time I see a child loot, like, go under their head, under the thing, the balls, I'm like,
something's getting licked. Something's. Mm-mm.
I went. You're getting hosed off. God forbid. Luckily, you're not my child.
I'm like, no ball pits for you. You can't go running through the fountain. Like, you know, have the, like, spray fountains, like, in, like, downtown areas.
Yeah. We have
you're not running through that shit because that's disgusting. Now you're gonna sit your soggy ass body back into the car. Hell no. No. Looking at it from afar, like everybody else. They put your hammy in it. That's fine, but don't put anything else in it because we're not at a fucking splash park. Get the hell out of here. It's nasty.
I love that.
So we're all going for bowling, right?
Yeah.
I did my hope before we even debated them, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Zero debate there. Okay, luxury party stuff or get to work?
What a weird combo.
I know.
Okay, so I had to go figure that out first. I think that's the one where you get, like, a butler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And the drink fountain.
Oh, that's vintage glamour. Hold on. I thought it was vintage glamour. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's vintage glamour. Luxury party has, like, the sparkly dresses and, like, the drink fountain.
Okay. So luxury party stuff came out in 2015. My Jesus. You get a banquet table with chocolate fountain. Don't have any kids around because it's also gross. Oh, yeah, you get this really ugly, sparkly dress and three-piece tuxedos. It's also sparkly and ugly. And then you buffet also... tables. Yeah, you get flashy furniture and decor. It's unnecessary.
This makeup's weird.
Unless you're a completionist or somebody who just really likes to throw parties, but we just discussed how none of us like to throw parties because they're annoying. This pack is stupid. However, get to work. Get to work was like Ambitions in Sims 3.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Sims 3 Ambitions was amazing, okay? So Get to Work also came out in 2015, which is funny. 2015 gang.
It was the first expansion pack.
Yeah.
This is the
get
thing.
Get to Work it was.
Do y'all remember how Ambitions, you could be a firefighter and put out fires? Because that was fun.
Yeah, was so I love that.
Do you know what I don't like in this career? Being a scientist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah. It's annoying.
It's the stupidest career ever. The doctor is okay, I guess, but the only one that's really fun is detective. Detective is fun, but you have to go, like, dig through trash and, like, find clues and shit, and I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. But, like, Ambitions had the interior decorator, which was my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yes. The one that redid your style.
Oh, yeah, the stylist.
Mm-hmm. Because, y'all, I'm all about cast, so being a stylist was a fucking amazing.
That was so much fun.
And then, like, they made me think that you could be a stylist because in the thing about it, in the thingy, they had the person with the dress on, holding the dress, and, like, the little picture blur for the get to work. And I'm like, yeah, stylist is back. And then they lied to me.
Retail businesses.
Yeah, you can create your own retail business. And I was like, oh, I can make a bakery that doesn't work. I love that for me.
Oh, it was this pack. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that came from
That was this one. Photography and baking came from this pack as well, which is so funny because it's such an old pack that I forgot that baking came with a pack. It didn't come just with base game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was so fucking long. Yeah. Yeah. Baking came with this pack. But.
What did gourmet cooking come with? Or was that base game?
Which one?
Gourmet.
Gourmet cooking.
Gourmet cooking skill.
I want to say that came with something. I can't remember.
It did come with something, but I can't remember either. I will say, though, I do use Get to Work casts all the time, and I don't even realize it. Most of the hair comes from Get to Work. A lot of the clothes I use all the time comes from Get to Work. You do get some ugly makeup in Get to Work, though, like this alien-like makeup that's really gross.
Yeah, we get aliens.
But you do also get tattoos with Get to Work, which is nice.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah. And some of the makeup like that I use all the time, some of the eyeliner and stuff I use all the time is in here. Like this pack, looking through all the stuff in the cast, I'm like, yeah, I use that a lot. Yep. So I think if I were comparing this to get to Ambitions hands down would win. But
oh, yeah,
comparing
for sure.
this shit like on its own, if I'd never played Ambitions, it would be fun. Because I didn't know what I was missing.
It does give you quite a bit.
A lot. It gives you more than you think it does because you've been playing with it for so long that you forgot it came with the pack.
Yeah, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Also, luxury stuff, I don't think any of us even own. So, does anybody own that one?
I do.
I think I own it. I was a completionist in the very beginning. And then they got too much.
Essentially, me and my friend have the same account. So, we have literally everything but like two or three packs.
Nice.
So, I mean, I use that banquet table and I use that chocolate fountain at all of my weddings, but like really that's only it that I really use from that. So
yeah, I use a lot more get to work stuff than
same
anything else. I don't even have luxury party.
There you go.
Yep. Nope.
I do feel that's bad. Right. I felt like that wasn't a fair comparison, but
yeah, that's just how the matchups shook out.
Mm-hmm.
Next up we have spooky stuff and vintage glamour stuff.
Spoopy stuff. At least it's two
stuff packs.
Stuff packs.
Because I just feel like it's not fair when you put. It's not obvious. I'm not saying like anything against you. It's just how the algorithm did it. But mm-hmm. I don't think I have either one of these stuff packs. I do not. Wait, no. I think I have vintage glamour. I have vintage glamour because I wanted.
If you have the butler, then yes.
I have spooky stuff because I was building Halloween shit.
Ah. So, Vintage Glamour came out in 2016 in December, so it's also an older pack. You have, I will say, they do have that really, they really have cute, like, old Hollywood style, like, casts with the long skirts with the thing, like, they're like the 40s style outfits. And you get this really cute me table. It's a vanity table, if you didn't know. Yeah, like it's super cute though. I really like it. Where they can like do the whole like face, like they go, it could take them into cast or whatever, which is nice. And the butler's cool, and their cast is nice. I like the robe, the Hugh Hefner looking robe.
I use that robe like all the time.
I do, same. Yeah.
I also use that hair all the time. Some of that like shorter like to the side swoop like hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the updo, I use that a lot too on brides.
Spoopy stuff came out in 2015, so it's older than Vintage Glamour, by the way. I honestly might have spoopy stuff. I think I do, because I think back then I was also a completionist.
Yeah.
It comes with the pumpkin carving station, the spooky candy bowl, you can have a Halloween party.
I always forget you can have a Halloween party.
Yeah. Comes with a bunch of Halloween costumes.
It's cute. It's very niche, though. Like, unless you're, like, all spoopy all the time, it doesn't really, it's like you're going to use it during Halloween,
yeah,
or what is it called like something fest or whatever, and that's it.
Yeah,
you have to make your own holiday for it, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I have an actual Halloween holiday in seasons,
but like you'll have to, like, I mean, unless every day is Halloween for you, it to me it's not a very like reusable pack,
right?
Yeah
And I get this mixed up. There's another spooky-ish pack. They both have parties, I think, that are like spooky parties. And like, I think this one has the less interesting party. Like, you can't use the costumes the way you should be able to, theoretically.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there is another pack. I can't think of what pack it is. But yeah, I think there's another pack that does a lot of this stuff better than spooky stuff does.
Always free, trying to get us to get more packs.
Yeah,
doing the same shit.
Money.
I think it's paranormal, honestly.
I think so.
I think, yeah.
That sounds about right. Pack. Paranormal is a stuff pack.
I just talk sometimes.
That's why we're on a podcast.
Or possibly it was the Realm of Magic one that gave you some, like...
Yeah. I got, like, money. A lot of those packs all at once, so I get them all confused.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Too many damn packs.
Because I used to do a lot the bundles all the time. So I would get like three things at one time, and I have no idea what came in each of them.
Yeah.
Did they stop doing that?
No, they still do them.
No, you can still do it.
We still do them, but we don't have enough things to do them anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we all have too many things, so we can't bundle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to go with Vintage Glamour, personality, but it's not like I have.
Yeah.
I am too.
If we're going, yeah.
I own spooky stuff. I don't own Vintage Glamour, but yeah, spooky stuff is very niche. And if it's not like Halloween or you're setting up a Halloween in your game, there's really no point to it, really. So I'll go with Vintage.
Do you know what's annoying? Whenever a holiday happens, you have to decorate for the, you have to stop your game, decorate for the holiday, and then stop your game and take all the decorations down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that annoys me so much when it does. I really go towards like a decorate for Halloween button, you know, or decorate for Winterfest. But no.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But no, Vintage Glamour does, if you're talking about the whole what gives you more to the game, you get the butler, you know, you get, you know, actually added help. So
yeah.
I think that's my vote.
And the butler will watch your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Vintage Glamour, moving on. Okay, next up is romantic garden stuff and city living.
Oh, that's just mean.
That is mean. There are some bad matchups. That's just in this mean. City living won a Max's Madness before.
Yeah,
it just it mean. Fucking did. City living did win, like, was it like, last year?
No, that was the first year.
It the won. First year.
San Maestro won.
City living gives us motherfucking penny.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 2016, by the way. 2016 was a banner year. A lot of stuff, good stuff came out.
Really was.
Yeah.
So City Living, if you don't have it, why the fuck don't you have it? It's honestly, right? If you're going to get any expansion packs, I would give you like a top four to get. That's one of them.
Yes. Definitely at the top of my list.
Sandwich Unit was amazing. You also get like, I love how it's like divided up into different like districts.
Yes.
So you have like your Fancy Pants district, all the cool clubs. So you have like your Spice Market little district over there. Then you have like your fashion district, and you go to the karaoke bars, and you get lots of cool food.
The spicy food.
Then we get like the food trucks or the food stalls.
Yes, my favorite is when you do like the super spicy food. And you're like, my face is hot. It makes me happy.
The festivals.
The festivals, yes. All of the, which are kind of annoying when they keep popping up. It's game festival. Get the fuck out of here. Did I ask you? But or, still.
Do you want to go to
the flea market with me?
No, Penny, I don't want to go with you, actually. I'm not good at haggling.
Do you want to go to the, what is it? Something in hijinks festival? No.
Humor and hijinks.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Humor and hijinks? No.
That festival is dumb as hell. My favorite is whenever they're like having like the gaming festival, like or the whatever festival.
Oh, like the Game-a-thon or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, and it's Mon fucking Sooning outside. I'm like, double that.
Computers. Look at our shine. We're here to hack something.
Y'all gonna die.
It don't work anyway. The computers and stuff won't work.
Also, I will say, Seasons and City Living, I think, pair really well together. I don't know why, but I think they pair so well together for me. That's the first time I say I almost died of like hypothermia was because of they're at one of the festivals and also the weather just changed and I was like, bitch! but they were in the middle of doing something, so they didn't automatically put on a coat. So I was like, oh my god, what's happening to my Sim? You can also do karaoke, which was fun. And then they have that one apartment that like always has roaches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
that's where
Salim
lives, right?
Yes.
He lives in the same building, but I don't think he lives in a rich apartment.
He's got mice, I know that.
No, yeah, he lives in the same building, but not that apartment.
Yeah, he lives in the shittiest apartment in that building.
I don't know how the fucking roach one isn't as shitty, because everything is broken, and it's got roaches, like, literally everywhere. And the landlord came that one time, and they just sat on my couch, and I was like, bitch, would you kill the roaches and patch the holes or not? And they didn't do shit. They just came to my apartment and sat on my house and ate my pizza, and that was on the couch table, and I was like, kill the roaches.
I just love
fucking landlord.
I started my Speed Legacy in that building, and I had the big long apartment that the one good apartment.
The nice one, yeah.
Yeah. And because Salim was my neighbor, he ended up being like my first generation's father. And I'm looking at his apartment. I'm like, how the fuck is this apartment here? And I have this gigantic apartment next door.
He's got a chalk outline, though, under one of his.
That's right, he does.
He does! Yeah. Holy shit. Yes, he does.
If you move one of the rugs, there's a chalk outline.
It's a fucking murder. Maybe it was a murder happening there, too. But you could be a politician or a food or art critic in this one. Also, this is where you got the social media, like, thing.
Okay.
Career, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The little notification pop up.
Penny's the social media, right?
Fucking
Penny. Anywho.
I love her. She's so cute.
Fucking Penny. No, Penny's not.
Her and Marcus are so fucking annoying. We also have, so now we have it up against Romantic Garden stuff, which I do not own, to be completely honest with you.
I got it when it was free.
It came out in 2016 as well.
Oh my god.
The only reason I have it is because it was free.
I don't have it. I missed that day.
Think I have it?
It's pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really pretty.
Yeah, some of the outfits are really pretty.
I think I do have this pack, because I remember the wishing well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you get the wishing well with this one.
I have this
fountains.
Pack. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of just, like, if you are a gardener, like, flowers and stuff, like, this pack is for you.
Yeah.
I don't remember enough of it for me to be like, yeah!
And going up against City Living like this,
yeah,
it just was not fair for this one.
That's just mean.
Sorry, Romantic Garden. That was just unfair for the algorithm for you.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up, but, yeah.
Thanks for coming to the party.
Yep.
You can get a participation trophy.
Yeah!
You came!
You were here! We talked about you.
Look at you.
We kids didn't even make it that far. Next up, we have Get Famous and Cottage Living.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's rude.
That's mean.
So Get Famous came out in 2018. I also remember how fucking excited I was. I think we had just started this podcast.
That was a fun one. I think. Mm-hmm.
We had just started this podcast, and
so it was like our first big like review. That
we did. I was so fucking excited because I loved the Sims 3 version.
Yes, yeah. What's it called? Showtime.
Showtime. There you go.
Showtime with Katy Perry.
Yeah,
I have that Katy Perry edition too. But I was so excited, and it honestly did not disappoint. It was a lot of fun. I don't really like the fame meter because it's annoying.
I hated that in Sims 3 too. So
I did too. So, but I was like, I get it. Get famous. You have to have a reason to have a way to like track it, but it's still fucking annoying. But I do love when you have a child. Two famous people have a kid and the kid already has fame.
Yeah. I know, right?
It makes me happy. I'm like, this baby's got fame. Already got one star. And I'm like,
famous baby.
It's Blue Ivy Carter.
Yeah. But it's all okay. You get a cute town, which is beautiful. Del Sol Valley. And I love that you can live like either in the town or like
on
not. And is this one where you got the fucking is this when you got the vault of money?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Judith has one in her house, I think.
I was about to say, and we get Judith.
Fucking Judith.
I
fucking love the Vault of Money so much. I don't know why it makes me so happy, but it does. And like the more money you get into like saved in your little bank, a family bank, the more money's in your fucking vault. And it is my favorite thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I hate people would ask you for your autograph a lot, but I'll never forget this. You could also be a live streamer, and this is how Mars died as a cam girl.
Oh, yeah. Her smut.
Call back. Call back when Mars made a snuff film. When Mars made a snuff film, call back. If you don't know what we're talking about, please go back and listen to the Room Challenge.
Yes.
It's pretty far back. My Sim cried to her flowers, and Mars made a snuff film.
Yep.
On accident. It was beautiful. So yes, you can, okay, so in the thing you'd be an actor, which I kind of did, I kind of liked the acting track.
Yeah.
It was fun.
You actually can do it with them.
Yes, you actually go and, like, have to perform, and you have to, like, do stuff, or you're not going to do well. The shoot won't go well, the movie won't go well, and you have to, like, practice your lines, all kinds of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you can be a... there are other careers. Yeah, you can be, like, an actor, influencer, or, like, a live streamer. So there you go. And then they have the clubs that you couldn't get into unless you had certain, like, cred.
Oh, yeah.
And I would give them the bouncer money.
Yeah.
Always love trying to do that.
My favorite was whenever they would, like, you would bribe them and be like, thank you for the money, but no.
Yeah, literally.
And you're like, fuck you.
How dare.
I always turned it off, but I love the slow fame walk that they have when I get in love with it.
Yeah, I always turn it off, but it's always such great just having to slowly walk. You're like, the fuck are you doing? Just keep going.
And like the fucking trail of glow glitter behind you. Like,
yeah. Just... You gotta stick up your butt.
Like your slow-mo walk in real life. It's like, the fuck are you doing? Just keep going. Why are we stopping?
I hated Judith so much because before I turned it off, like this bitch always was just slowly walking by. Like, oh my gosh, I hate you.
Her and was it Dirk?
Dirk Dreamer.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Who was the couple that I always broke up with? Like, Octavia and something else?
I am playing with him right now.
I always broke them up. The first time I did it, I didn't mean to. I didn't realize he was married because he didn't say shit. and then here she comes, and I'm just like, what? And she, like, smacks me, and I'm just like,
oh, no.
What? Yeah. It was very Days of Our Lives.
Dirk Dreamer's dad is Darren Goff. Interesting.
No, Darren Dreamer. So Darren
Dreamer, who wanted to be with Cassandra.
Yeah. And Sims 2. And you got Bo Broke, all grown up, and he looks like a douchebag. And you got Holly Alto, and they just like completely changed her into a different person.
Yeah, she doesn't even look like her.
So Get Famous is up against cottage core, as I like to call it.
Cottage living,
which came out in 2021. You basically live your best cottage core life, complete with fucking chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And when we thought they were going to give us horses, but actually it was llamas, and so you can't ride them anyway because you really can't ride the llama. So like, I got really upset for a minute. And then you have like wild rabbits and foxes and shit, and like, you can live off the land. It's so cute. I fucking love
this. This is your, like, English country cottage core lifestyle here.
Yes.
It's Henford on Bagley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You can, like, take a picnic basket, like, out for a picnic. You can, like, fucking go to the little pub. It's the fucking
so
cutest
cute.
Pack. Like, it makes me sad because it's up against fucking Get Famous, and I don't know.
I
can't. Because I love them both for completely different reasons.
Cottage Living gave you Cross Stitch. It gave you.
It did.
Didn't we get Agnes again from it?
Agnes.
And her sister, cousin.
Her cousin.
Yeah. It's such Cottage Living is like my cottage core girl dream. Like if I were going to be like one of those trad wives on fucking TikTok, this is the only way I'd be able to do it.
Oh my god.
Because I don't have it in me to be an actual trad wife, because I would be on Snapped if that were the case. But if I were going to be, like, just like aesthetically, this an aesthetic trad wife, this would be it.
Well, like, the cottage core like aesthetic still like is bleeding into today. I'm in groups for like those Selkie dresses, people selling them. And people are still, like, obsessed with, like, cottagecore style.
Oh, cottagecore is totally a thing. And I do have a lot of cottagecore pieces. It is my style. Cottagecore is who I am in my soul. I'm either a straight-up emo kid. I was emo in my youth, and I'm cottagecore in my adulthood. And I don't know how, I don't know what that means for me. Am I emo cottage?
Cottage emo? You know, it just what it is.
I don't know. emo core? I don't know, but that's what I am.
Everything's core nowadays, so emo core is probably a thing.
So what do we think, guys?
I gotta go with Get Famous. I use that way more often. I've hardly played with Cottage Core or
Cottage Core.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I gotta go with Get Famous. It's hard, but I have to.
This is so hard.
I can't. I use them both, but I will say this. I haven't really done the fame route for any of my Sims in a while. Like a long while.
That's true. Yeah.
But a lot of my Sims use the cottage core shit all the time.
Yeah. I use the hobbies and skills in cottage living like all the time.
Same. Same.
My only thing is like, I don't know if this is fair because maybe I don't use it as much as I think, but the family I'm playing with that Octavian Thorn family right now. I don't know that it's because I'm using it right now. If it's more.
It's skewing you.
Yeah.
I do love my Hillary Cluck chicken and my, what's the other name? My other chicken.
I have a chicken named Cluck Norris.
We named our, one of our chickens in Stardew Valley, me and my friend are playing like a co-op. We named it Hillary. She named it Hillary Cluck. I'm not that creative.
I had like three creative names. One was Hillary Cluck. I forget what the other one was called. But I do use Get Famous. I also haven't done the fame route in a while. Also haven't gone to my cottage either.
No, you know what? I do use the fame route a lot because I'm like obsessed with pop culture stuff. So I do think that I don't think that I'm being as skewed as I think. I think I do.
But I think I use the cast more from Famous than I would do from Cottage. Do I, though? Never mind. I don't.
I think I'm being pulled more towards Cottage Living. Just, like, putting both of them up side by side. Like, it's just pulling me towards it more.
Yeah, I'll go with Cottage Living.
Cottage Living.
I feel vindicated. I am like, right, yes. I swear I'm right. Swear I knew it all along.
And I am flawed.
Flawed!
Spider-Man 2, baby.
Yep.
Baby!
Okay, so now we've got an all-animal one. Werewolves and cats and dogs.
Fucking hate werewolves.
Same.
I hate it so fucking much.
Yeah,
the furries.
They're so terrifying. I fucking can't. They're the most terrifying things I have ever seen in my life. Y'all know I don't like fucking people in animal suits. And I don't know what in the animatronic hell that is, but I don't.
Look like weird furry cat things. Yeah.
I remember legitimately when this got announced, I showed my partner and he goes, that's just a fucking furry. Like, what is going on? And my best friend, one of my best friends is a furry and he loves it so clearly.
This, by the way, it came out in June of 2022. I remember vividly. And if you want to know what we really think about this pack, I'm pretty sure I think Ava and I reviewed this pack. And I'm pretty sure I had a whole mental breakdown about how creepy they looked then, too. Because I don't like them.
This only 2022? Dear Lord.
I know.
I also don't own this pack because after Ava did that, we did the pack review, I was like, I can't put this in my game. Because it's terrifying.
There is some fun stuff, but I will admit I do not own this game because I do not want to deal with the werewolves.
Yeah, I turn it off.
I like some of the hair and I'm mad about it and I won't ever have it in my game because I can't.
I like the grunge aesthetic, like with
I
the cast.
Too, yeah.
Yes.
Like, the hair is super cute. Like, this is like this really looking like curly twist out looking thing with some beads in it and it looks super cute. I don't care. I'll find the creator to give it to me. I mean, I don't fucking know, but I can't do it.
Everything I have seen with the werewolves, like, I could not add that to my game. I would lose my mind playing with them.
And I liked the werewolves in Sims Supernatural.
Yes. They were fun.
They were cool. Mm-hmm. Remember they had their own bar you can go to. You can go to the local bar, or you go to like the vampire bar, or you go to like the, I think it was like the fairy bar or whatever. So you can meet them, and then you can like befriend them and say, "Turn me into a werewolf," and they're like, "Okay." Yeah, it was good times. Some things need to be updated, and that was that. You didn't need to do that.
Yeah, no. If anything, it was fairies. I'd rather take in fairies over werewolves.
Me too.
I think even when they announced it, they were like, "Oh," everyone was like, "No, not werewolves."
We're all like, "Oh."
Did you need to? Did you really need to do that?
Or is, you know, trying to do Twilight all over again? It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Let it die.
Let it go. So, werewolves or cats and dogs?
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Okay, next up we have perfect patio stuff and outdoor retreat.
So I'm already going to say perfect patio stuff just because I hate outdoor retreat. I absolutely hate it.
But the one where you go camping?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Outdoor retreat was stupid. Like, I thought this was something different. It wasn't. You go camping, and maybe I don't even like camping, because I don't like camping as a person, because of bugs. But then you can be an herbalist, which was cool. And then you meet that weird hermit guy. But this came out in 2015, so it was one of the OGs.
Yeah.
Get Granite Falls.
Granite Falls. There's not a fuck all in Granite Falls either, so.
Yeah. It's like a giant, like, forest.
Yeah, I own it, and they'd never go there, because my Sims
there's
don't
nothing
fish.
To do.
Camp and collect shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's, but it does give you the braids, the two braids down the side, which are cute for hair.
Like,
I use that
Wendy?
A lot. Mm-hmm. Just like the Wendy's logo. I use that a lot, though. Perfect patio? What the piss balls is that?
It was the second stuff pack. It came out 2015. Got hot tubs.
I have this.
Oh, that's where you got the hot tubs from.
Yeah.
I will, of the two, I will give you perfect patio. I use that stuff way more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The speakers. I love those fucking speakers.
Mm-hmm. I like the bar. The patio bar.
The patio furniture is pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. And everyone always has a hot tub, so. Because, you know, hot tubs are not a base game, guys.
Can I get a hot tub?
Except for that anniversary one they gave us with the plum bobs all over it.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's bad. Not...
It's bad.
I was like, you could have just kept that to yourself.
Yeah.
No one needed that.
We didn't want that.
And that's what they gave us for like the 20th, right? That was the 20th anniversary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a hot tub.
That's like, that's when your company gives you like, thank you for being with the company for 20 years. Here's a pin.
I just got a shirt in the mail for my company, and I'm like, that's how I feel.
I'm like, oh, but like, here's a pen, guys. You know, that's how I felt like that with that stupid hot tub. Like, nobody asked for that. And if you want to give us a hot tub, why would you give us one that's usable, that we'll actually use, that doesn't clash with our entire lives in this game?
Yeah.
Everybody's life clashes with that bitch. All right, so what's everybody's vote?
Perfect patio.
Perfect patio.
Patio. Goodbye.
Okay. Hot tub over camping any day.
Yep.
For sure.
Bow cheesy.
Okay, next up, we have high school years and spa day.
Okay. So high school years is a new one in our mix. And that one came out when recently, right? 2022. 2022.
Oh, 22?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out here. I don't have high school years. But you think I would, because, you know, I was yelling Generations, but I think I got annoyed that they were piecemealing me shit.
Mm-hmm.
How Generations gave me all of this in one pack, and they keep just piecemealing it to me by giving me, like, old people in this pack, and then giving me high school in this pack. And, you know, I got annoyed, so I didn't buy it out of, like, principle. But I do think some of the clothes are cute, and a lot of the hair is cute, so I might end up buying it anyway, now that I'm looking at it. Like, except this one gave me the gross-ass baby hairs, didn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Was it this one?
No, yeah. There was baby hairs before that. I remember.
But there's some in this game too.
Yeah.
And they're really ugly. But the hairstyle is cute. These baby hairs are hideous.
I feel like I remember specifically Vanity commenting on baby hairs like 2-3 years ago on another pack.
Yeah.
Probably.
But they're in here too.
But oh my god, what is this ugly crimped looking hair? It looks like Justin Timberlake's ramen hair, but like longer.
Chad Kroger. It looks like Chad Kroger.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
It does.
Look at this photograph. Like, oh my god. And then also the girl next to her looks like Gwen Stefani in the hey baby, hey baby, hey era.
Yep.
did you can't see what we're talking about? It's a high pony with like braids on the side and then like a swoop bang. It looks like in this picture color, it's like white with like light pink ends. It looks very much Gwen Stefani, Rocksteady.
Very
ears.
Very hollaback girl.
Yeah.
Oh no, it has a choker, it has a collar with the heart. What is this? This cast is beautiful. Why do I tell me about this?
I'll say I just got High School Years recently solely for cast and build by stuff. I have not played with the High School yet, but
I'm really disturbed by the chest hair.
Yeah, we got body hair in this pack.
That little bit of chest hair there.
Yeah, the hamburger meat on like the end there, and also what is that back meat or is his back burned? What is that?
That's what I was just looking at. That I've never seen that in my game.
What is that? Because I know you get a sunburn in like fucking Sulani, but like is that back meat?
Well, he has back hair, so I'm guessing they can go get it waxed probably, and that's what it's gonna look like. I don't know.
Can you get waxed?
Oh, well, I know you can shave in the shower, so I actually don't know if you can get waxed.
The makeup is cute. Ugh, am I gonna have to spend $16? But I'm not playing the game. I'm not playing the game until I know that my horses are fixed. So,
oh girl, that may be a while.
Yeah. The Depop thing, I like that. I do hate though that you have to go all the way to the thrift store, and that kind of gives me as a poor person, a semi-former poor person, bad vibes because like I don't like this trend
of thrifting like being like a cool thing that kids do. Yes. Now, so it's like what it was used to do because people had no fucking money.
Yeah.
And then
people who have no money still can't go find clothes out because they're all gone and then resold online for like $95.
Especially being like a plus size person, you already struggle to find your stuff. And then, like, even more so, you're going to struggle to find it because the cool kids are buying the oversized clothes and the, yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. But I like Boba Tea, so there we go.
I'm gonna have to get High School Years.
Yes,
and I'm sad now because, like, I would want my horse girl to play... to be my, because I spent so much time with her, but now since I don't even want to go back to her house because I'm sad that she can't ride her horse that's in her backyard. I have to make my own team with her parent that I don't ever play. I'll play the teen until I'll let her go about her business.
Well, you know the teen can be separated and still like live its own life and be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't have to make a parent?
Yeah, you don't need a parent.
Yeah. That's how you can play the runaway teen challenge.
Yeah, because a lot of times, depending on, like, how my generations go, if I'm, like, done with the parent already, like, I'm over playing with it, if it's a teenager, I'll just kill off the parent and just live in the teen. Let the teen just live in the house by itself.
You could just move the kid out. You'd have to kill the parents.
Where's the fun in that?
Either way.
The extreme levels that you went to. Ma'am.
It depends. If I still want to go. Sometimes I'll just move the file out.
Who's going to bless the box?
It's fine.
Who's going to bless the box?
Sometimes the box doesn't need blessing.
You're never going to be able to open it if you don't bless the fucking box.
Well, if you're not worried about opening the box, you don't need to be blessed. It's fine.
Yeah.
You right. I see somebody open that damn box. That's all. I just need somebody to open it. I was so mad that shit was in my house and nothing could be done with it. I'm like, I was so fucking mad about that box.
That fucking box is so stupid.
It's so fucking. Oh, I need an elder to bless the box. Not just any elder.
Fuck that elder.
Fuck that.
It has to be like an elder that is related to, which is even dumber because I never do fucking long getting people. So I'm just like,
nope. Fuck that shit.
Maybe I'll make my high school kid have a parent and then I'll move the parent out. That way, the parent is still somewhere in the world and then they can bless the box later.
There you go.
You know what? I think that is supposed to be back hair, regular back hair. Because if you look, I think they're using colors as the hair. Because if you look at the legs are blue hair. So I think that is supposed to be just regular back hair.
Oh, just like red back hair?
Yeah, and they're using...
It looks like back knee.
It does.
This poor guy.
Because acne came with this pack.
Do they have to have it? Like, can I turn it off?
No, you can. You can turn it off. Yeah,
the body hair. Yeah, you can turn that off.
Well, that came as an update, didn't it? The whole body hair thing, didn't that come as a like regular update?
No, I think you need the pack for it.
Yeah, no, because my Sims don't have body hair. Okay.
High school years is up against spa day.
I say high school.
I'm gonna go with high school. I don't even have it, but
I think they added a lot of stuff to that, and I really like high school years stuff, so I'm gonna go with high school years.
The high school years is good. I feel like they should have done better with the school because the school sucks.
Oh, it's god, so the school big and empty. Bad. Like,
the fuck is this?
I downloaded.
So what you're saying is I have to go into the school and decorate it up first, but then make my Sim come back into it.
Yeah.
Or download a new one.
Yeah, get one off the gallery.
Good, it does give you a lot.
I like my Sim going off to prom. Like, that's all really cute and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, no, I go high school.
If you want a nice 80s themed high school, GB Sims just put one up for the Back to the 80s collab that Kev the Builder ran.
Ooh.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So there's a nice one to get.
Well, I guess I'll have to. Man, guys, I wasn't really planning on this, but okay.
Oh, high school years. Next up, we have bowling night and my first pet stuff.
Again, do we even need
a hamster? Fuck that hamster.
Yeah.
I'm so mad I bought that.
Got it for free.
I don't know.
I bought it for like $5, but still, I'm so mad I bought that. I know. Oh my god.
That was the only way I was going to get that was for free. I was not going to put down money for that.
Yeah.
You got harmed.
I did get got with that one.
I mean, we can talk about it, but I think we all know how we feel about my first pet stuff.
No one needs a hamster. No one needs a fucking hamster.
Or a void critter? What the fuck is a void critter?
That's like their Pokemon game. That one came with Parenthood.
Oh, I thought that was one of the little things that's in the...
They might have put something else in there, but void critters came with Parenthood.
Oh.
Yeah, no. My first pet stuff is stupid. Like, I barely am trying... I'm just trying to make sure my cat or my dog doesn't run away. I'm not trying to dress you up as well.
Yeah.
Okay?
This was the definition of money grab by them because it's all stuff that matches cats and dogs.
Yeah.
They didn't put it in the game because they wanted more money from you.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah. And they learned the hard way after that because, like, rioting in the street.
They had to give it away for free.
In the streets.
Yeah.
In the fucking streets. All right. So, I guess that's bowling night.
Bowling night.
That's easy.
Okay, next up is Home Chef Hustle and Get to Work.
Home Chef Hustle?
Yep.
What is Home Chef Hustle?
That was one of the recent stuff packs.
It was like 2 months. It came out in January, December maybe?
I think at end of last year.
Yeah.
I'm like looking for it. It's a stuff pack?
Yeah.
Vintage Fitness, Laundry First, Tiny.
Like Crystal Creations was the last one. This came out right before it. September. Last September.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so basically it is, let's see. Small appliances, big upgrade, outfit your kitchen with small appliances like a stand mixer, a waffle maker, a countertop pizza oven. They upgrade their skills. They'll be able to do more of the new appliances, discover more recipes. You can have a small a food stand. And sell tasty treats. And you can also have cute chef outfits. Look, all my Sims usually have the culinary like maxed out, but I don't know if this is going to stand up against Get to Work.
The little whisk earrings are cute.
Yeah.
The little pizza earrings.
Pizza earrings
are cute.
The hair
is cute. I'm loving this new hair thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love making a kitchen with the countertops that come with this one.
I do like the countertops.
I'm a gadget bitch, and the fact that they have so many gadgets.
I'm also a gadget bitch.
It's got the mini dishwasher.
I love how this one's not on sale, by the way.
Yeah, it's still too recent.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I'm not paying $10 for that. Sorry.
Nope. Give me at like 5, 6.
I'll give you 5. I'm not giving you 10.
Yeah.
Yep. That's cute, though. Go with get to work.
But get to work still wins.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. I'd have to say get to work adds way more than... I love Helm Chef Hustle, but yeah, get to work. Next is Vintage Glamour Stuff and Realm of Magic.
That's funny.
Why do you do that?
But also, can we just talk about how Realm of Magic was fun for 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I was so excited for it. I was like, yeah, I don't care.
You're like,
they're not witches.
No, they're not. They're spellcasters. All I want is witches. I just want witches, guys.
Yeah.
Fucking Spindlecraft or whatever hell that place is called. There's nothing there.
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah.
There is nothing.
There's nothing in the neighborhood. There's nothing in that town. There's nothing there. It's like the dark-ass fucking vampire's town with nothing there either. Like, it's nothing in there. And I'm just like, well, what the fuck is the point? Yeah, Glimmerbrook. Glimmerbrook is the most useless town. I was, like, excited. They're going to look like Hogwarts and fucking Diagon Alley and shit. And there's... And then they tried to, like, gaslight me by giving me, like, pictures of explore, discover the neighborhood.
You can do duels and you can other witches and
shit. Yeah, they gaslighted the fuck out of you. They can think it was going to be something really way cool than it actually was. And I will say Vintage Glamour Stuff, because fuck you, Realm of Magic.
Yeah. but legit, though, because, again, Supernatural was so good in Sanctuary. Yes.
So good!
It was so good. So, of course, you're automatically excited for more of that magic, those witches, the all that kind of stuff, and then again, they just fucking half-assed it.
Yeah, this is what we get.
Like, it was never not been bad about that. So sorry, I was so pumped. I was like, this is a bunch of bullfuck. Mm.
And like with the cast and the build by is like the worst version of what we just got with Crystal Creations.
Exactly.
See, it's on the. I like this type of stuff, but it's still not. Like, overly. Okay, I like maybe 4 things, so.
I don't use the hair.
Not the hairs at all.
Yeah, I don't use any of the hair. Maybe the earrings, and that's about it.
Yeah, I think and maybe like that black dress with the choker top, and that's about all I got for you.
Yeah.
The necklaces, I use the necklaces a lot.
But like, not enough for me to be like, this is great. I would use more of the Vintage Glamour shit.
No. And the only thing that I do in that cauldron is always make a big ass thing of mac and cheese, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it goes bad. So I'm just like,
then it goes bad. So what's the point?
That bassinet I use all the time, but like, that's one thing. But Morgan Fires, I'm in love with, but also not enough to be psyched about it. We were just making fun of that hair the other day, the one with the weird widow's peak.
So I'm gonna go with Vintage Glamour, which is funny because the stuff pack just beat a fucking game pack, but there
yeah. I'm good with Vintage Glamour.
Yep.
Okay, next up we have Nifty Knitting and City Living.
Oh,
it kind of rhymes.
I was just having an existential crisis.
Yeah. my granny cult lives through Nifty Knitting.
Oh,
I just...
But it's City Living.
I know. I know.
City Living is... It's an entire fucking town.
Yeah.
Like, and not just... And it's one of the better towns at that. Like...
Yeah.
It's actually a town that actually does... It
actually works.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
It fucking works. It's a town that actually works. It actually gave us stuff.
It does what it's supposed to do.
Ugh.
But I do like
knitting. I never knit.
You get the rocking chairs. You get Plopsy, like Etsy, so you can sell your shit.
No one ever wants to buy mine.
I know, it takes forever to sell shit.
It's a gross word. No one ever wants to
buy my shit on fucking Plopsy.
Same.
I'm gonna have to go with City Living.
I love the metal station so that your grannies can sit there and knit and listen to metal music.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm a Ghost City Living, guys.
I gotta go. I love Nifty Knitting.
I love knitting.
One of my favorite game packs or stuff packs, but yeah, City Living.
If we were doing hobbies, it would make it.
Yeah. But yeah, City Living just gives you so much more. It's one of my top packs. So sorry, knitting.
Bye-bye.
Cottage Living and For Rent.
I'm going to give it to you right now. I refuse to buy For Rent because I worked in property management for 8 years.
Yeah.
It gave me absolutely no appeal. Not one piece of appeal. I was like,
I'm not a big fan of landlords anyway, so.
Yep.
Really,
here.
Really did not want to play that in my game.
Also, I'm looking at the cast. It's not that great.
I thought it's already on sale.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a whole bunch of old people outfits. This hair's cute, though. This little, like, slick back with side part. That's cute.
Yeah, oh, that's cute.
For once, the build buy stuff was actually, like, really good. Like, everything matched everything else in this pack. But other than that, yeah.
Yeah, I just, for me, cast makes or breaks it. And I saw this cast, and it was a whole bunch of, like, old man, like, jogger, like, oversized jogger pants. But, like, not the cute ones. Like, the ones that, like, an old landlord grandpa would wear. It doesn't look cute. None of this was cute enough for me to be like, yeah, you know?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, I don't have it yet. The only reason I would have it is I wanted to, like, have an idea for, like, my basemental and, like, doing a whole, like, drug kingpin in, like,
a trap house
building. Yeah, like, a whole trap house. That would be the only reason I would get this, but I have it, and I'm not, so.
I like that it comes with a rice cooker.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute. Okay. Other than that, pool parties, potlucks, anything cool that you can do in the town, it's all rabbit holes.
Oh, is it?
Well, that's not fun.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Like, they made such a big deal about going to, like, the animal area and doing, like, a few other things, and it's all rabbit holes.
You can go here. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Just kidding.
Your sim can't. You can't.
Yeah. You just get updates as your sim walks through it.
Hate it. All right. Well, my vote's cottage living.
Yeah.
Cottage living. Cottage living. I will live my cottage core life before I live my landlord life.
Oh, here comes the speed round, guys.
Yep. Speed round. Cats and dogs or perfect patio?
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, cats and dogs.
Okay. High school years or bowling night?
High school years.
High school years.
Damn it. Yeah, I guess.
I love those clothes
for bowling night. High school years are okay, but I use the clothes for bowling night so much, I realize.
This matchup was another Nifty Knitting and City Living matchup. Like, I love bowling night, but high school years.
Well, high school years, yeah.
Okay, get to work or vintage glamour?
Get to work.
Get to work.
Get to work. Okay, city living or cottage living?
Cottage live. City for me.
Fuck, it's gotta be city because you get a whole town and the fests and the food. But man, that sucks.
So much stuff in city living. I gotta go with city living.
It sucks, but yeah, city living.
City living. Okay.
Damn.
Next round, we have cats and dogs and high school years.
Ooh.
I don't have high school years. I can't compare the two.
I think I could live without cats and dogs more than I could live without high school years. So I have to go with high school years.
I can live without high school years.
Gotta go with high school years.
Okay, well, I'm outvoted.
I'm sorry, I abstained because I don't have high school years and I cannot compare the two.
I love my animals, but I like everything that came with high school years.
No, it was a good one, but no, yeah.
Okay, next up we have get to work and city living.
Rude. But city living.
I gotta go with city living.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, city living.
Okay, final is high school years and city living.
Betty's like,
Existential crisis.
This is hard. I don't fucking know. Like, this is
so hard.
I gotta go with city living, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah?
City living. Yeah. I gotta go with city living.
Yeah. I think I could live without High School
it's
Years.
It's just such a great pack. And this is why I don't understand. This is why I don't understand for rent, because we already had apartments. Why do we need to be the fucking landlord that won't?
Yeah, right.
Like, we already have apartments. Like,
right? They could have just given us the landlord stuff in City Living, but yeah.
Yes. Okay. They could have been an update for that, because I don't know why. Because none of us can be able to be landlords.
Yeah.
None of us are gonna be able to own a home either. So like,
yeah, we're gonna own an apartment building.
Okay. So, final. City Living or Snowy Escape?
So,
I think Mount Comer Rebbe and San Myshuno were like the two finalists that first year too.
They were.
Oh. Were they? Oh.
Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, I own Snowy Escape and I don't really go to Mount Comer Rebbe very much, but I go to this. I most of my siblings
go to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do go to a lot more of the festivals in City Living, but I do go to the festivals in Mount Comer Rebbe as well.
Yeah, most of my Sims live in the city, so I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I do go more to the city, yeah.
My Sims live in the city more than Mount Comer Rebbe.
Is it winning again?
I think so, because I got to go with City Living, too.
City Living?
Wow.
Just because I use more
stuff.
Look how
they got one pack right.
Yeah.
All 10 years. They got one pack right that we can all agree with.
City Living. Look at you.
City Living.
You think they would have learned on that one, but nope. They just kept giving us some more shitty ones after that.
I will say they had some good runners up. You know, High School Years was good. So
yeah.
They had some good runner up, you know?
They have some hits every now and then.
But apparently City Living is just a beast.
Yeah.
And they just gave us so much.
They put so much into it.
Yeah, every expansion that takes place in a city, like nightlife, late night, City Living.
Yeah.
It's always got the best stuff in it.
Nightlife was so great.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it was.
I love nightlife.
Sims can do the shit out of the city.
Yep.
They can!
They need to give us more cities then. Because obviously these towns ain't kicking it.
Right?
See, I mostly play out of towns myself. But, like, the city has more fun stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at that!
Look at that winning again.
Hey. City Living is our winner.
Yay! And I'm gonna battle in high school. And I'm going to go into a whole nother... Oh! A whole... Did that was that backyard? Did we say backyard stuff was free?
Yeah, backyard is free right now.
It's free right now, yeah.
Not when you're listening to this, though. But it was free one point in time, so I hope you got it.
There you go. I don't know, but it's free now. I'm downloading it. I didn't know I didn't have it, so... Time to get that fucking painful slip and slide.
Yep. Well, thanks for listening. By the time this episode goes up, you will have your winner in the listener vote. So I hope you picked a good one. We'll see if it's City Living.
I hope it was City Living.
Yeah.
If not,
we choose.
Where you at?
Was it City Living the year that it was City Living before, too?
Oh, when we did the World's San Myshuno one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
actually,
yeah.
The listener vote, they picked Strangetown.
They did, and we were so confused by it.
Yeah, because it was Strangetown and San Myshuno, but Strangetown won.
Oh, yeah, that was a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because we did Sims 2 Worlds, too, didn't we?
We did all four games worlds,
okay.
Yeah.
And it came down to, yeah, Strangetown and City Living, or San Myshuno.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, guys.
Yay! This
I made
fun.
Decisions. I'm proud of myself. I made decisions.
We almost lost a member of the podcast. That would be me.
Yep. I think we brought you back with some of the other ones.
Redeemer.
Yep.
Redeemer.
You did. You brought me back, but for a minute I was out.
It was not looking good.
It was not looking good for any of us.
Luckily,
but...
you really didn't need to twist our arm for my first stuff back. My first pet pack.
Yeah.
My first pet stuff.
Or whatever the hell it is. My first pet died.
Oh no!
Hey, in that one it could have been. That hamster thing.
Surprise, there isn't a death by hamster.
There is.
There is.
There is.
Rapid rodent fever.
Yep. If you don't clean their little cage and then they bite you.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. See, another reason to not get it. Dear Lord.
I think we're going to have to, I know we've done an episode on deaths before, but we're going to have to do another one because we've had so many more deaths.
That is true.
We can invite Alex.
Yes, because he's done a lot of those tests.
All right, guys. But yeah, thanks for voting and listening and for going on the journey with another Maxis Madness. Yay. I just bought the High School Year for $14 because I have a 10% EA discount.
Nice.
That Xbox Pass. So yeah, now I've updated my game because I have not played it since the debacle that it was Horse Stories. And I'm not going to play anything. I'm not playing that whole thing. I'm only playing it to make a teenager and see what high school's like. And then I'm turning it off again for out of anger.
But she's playing the game, guys.
Yeah, that's what. Hey, there we go.
Playing the game.
We'll take.
I'm not playing horse. I'm not playing horse. Now. I'll play for a day and then I'll be done again.
That's what I did last time. I was like, let me play some game real quick. I was in there for maybe like an hour. I went,
I'm done.
Okay.
I played till the battery runs out on my laptop, and I'm like, okay, I'm done now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Pretty much. But yes, it was fun. Remember to abs and ab.
Always be saving.
You know.
Always be vaxxing.
Always be vaxxing. You're welcome. Wash your hands, you dirty animals.
Yep. Hydrate or dihydrate?
Hydrate or dihydrate?
What? I love that.
All these sayings, what?
I'm loving it. And we'll catch you back on the flip side because we're going back to the real world, bitches.
Bye.
Well, we gotta do socials.
Oh.
Plum Bobcast.
Second time in a row.
Plum Bobcast, Under the Plum Bob, plumbobcast.com. Join our Patreon.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Yep, we're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if you make sure that you rate with words.
Yes.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Same game. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.